From the international headquarters of the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, thank you for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters. Perhaps you've been on the receiving end of a comment like this when sharing your faith.
Even though there's a debate in schools and government about this, there is no debate among scientists. Evolution is supported by the entire scientific community. Intelligent design is supported by guys online to see the Dukes of Hazzard.
Have you been challenged with questions or attacks you cannot answer? Well, thank you for joining us for a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, in which Hank unveils his newest equipping resource, Confronting the New Village Atheists as Truth is Under Siege. If you'd like to order Confronting the New Village Atheists for yourself or a friend, call 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274, or go online 24 hours a day to our secure website at www.equip.org. That's www.equip.org. And now, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
And I think it is absolutely chilling to hear people like Bill Maher make the dogmatic assertion that the entire scientific community holds to the evolutionary dogma. It's simply not true. In fact, if you look at this from a historical perspective, you'll find that Leonardo da Vinci, considered by some to be the real founder of modern science, was a committed creationist. Robert Boyle, the father of modern chemistry, as well as the greatest physical scientist of his generation, was a great apologist for the Genesis account of origins. Isaac Newton, who was certainly a far more prodigious intellect than Bill Maher, he developed calculus, he discovered the law of gravity, he designed the first reflecting telescope, not only refuted atheism, but also strongly defended the biblical account of creation. Louis Pasteur, well known for the process of pasteurization and for utterly demolishing the concept of spontaneous generation, was devoutly religious and strongly opposed evolution. And many like great, brilliant scientists were not committed at all to the evolutionary dogma. You have intellects including Johann Kepler, scientific astronomy, Francis Bacon, scientific method, Blaise Pascal, a brilliant philosopher and mathematician. And you can go on, Gregor Mendel in genetics, and Michael Faraday in electromagnetics, and Joseph Lister, antiseptic surgery, and Albert Einstein, one of the greatest intellects of modern times, who came to the conclusion that God did not create by chance, but rather that he worked according to planned mathematical and rational guidelines, even though he didn't believe in a personal God, he did not buy hook, line, and sinker, the paradigm embraced by Bill Maher. In fact, none of the arguments forwarded by philosophical naturalism and their proponents, the universe is merely an illusion, the universe sprang from nothing, the universe eternally existed, can satisfactorily account for the existence of the universe in which we live. Bill Maher likes to mock the notion that those who believe in resurrection have lost their brains in the narthex of a church, because the notion is absurd to suggest that life can come out of death. But yet, in the same breath, he is willing to dogmatically pronounce his fundamentalist notion that nothing can produce something, which is really a reach. Logically, we can turn only to the possibility in an age of scientific enlightenment that God created the heavens and the earth. Of course, if that's the case, it immediately brings up the question, the old tired canard of Bill Maher and Dawkins and a whole lot of village atheists, who made God? In fact, as Dawkins put it, a designer God cannot be used to explain organized complexity because any God capable of designing anything would have to be complex enough to demand the same kind of explanation in his own right. God presents an infinite regress from which he cannot help us to escape. So he writes, the whole argument turns on the familiar question, who made God? But of course, there's an answer to Dawkins' question, because unlike the universe, which according to modern science had a beginning, God is infinite and eternal. Thus, an infinite, eternal being can logically be demonstrated to be the uncaused first cause. To suppose that because the universe had a cause, the cause of the universe had to have a cause, simply leads to a logical dead end. An infinite regression of finite causes doesn't answer the question of source and merely makes the effects more numerous. Not only so, but simple logic dictates that the universe is not merely an illusion. It did not spring out of nothing. Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. And it has not eternally existed. So the only philosophically plausible possibility that remains is that the universe was made by an unmade cause greater than itself. Again, let's look at this clearly and not fall for rhetoric and emotional stereotypes. Let's, like true men of science, be deeply committed to reason and empirical science. And like them, let's test the theory of evolution, philosophical naturalism, atheism. Let's test these ideas in light of the laws of science instead of trying to try them in the court of public opinion. To that end, again, I have developed a booklet titled Confronting the New Village Atheists. And what I attempt to do in this book is answer questions that so often are raised. There are like 25 questions that are raised over and over again, and I give succinct, clear, concise answers to those questions in such a way that you can read them, internalize them, and use them, not only to shore up your own faith, but to use your well-reasoned answer as an opportunity to share the grace and love and peace that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. Again, the booklet is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order it online at equip.org via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letter CRI, of course, stand for the Christian Research Institute. A lot of you hanging on. We'll go right to the phone calls. Richard, listening on KFIA, Sacramento, California. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? I'm calling because you made a great point to another caller previous show about a claim that some atheists make that there can't be any life after death because you can't have life springing out of death, and yet they will claim that out of nothing came life at the beginning of all the things that we see now that have been, you know, transformed or evolved into all the different species that we see. And I find the same type of reasoning showing up a lot of times when you go through the whole logical argument about whether this, you know, omniscient, omnipotent creator exists, in the sense that, okay, if everything was created by this creator, then who created the creator? And I had kind of a thought about how to respond to that, but I was wondering if maybe you have a response to that particular question.
Well, to reiterate what I said at the opening of the show, we say that God is the uncaused first cause.
Right.
So we say that unlike the universe, which had to have a cause, according to modern science, God is infinite and eternal. So an infinite eternal being, like God, can logically be demonstrated to be uncaused, and therefore the first cause. And I further pointed out that because the universe had a cause, the cause of the universe had to have a cause is not a good argument. To say that simply leads to a logical dead end, because what you have then is an infinite regression of finite causes, which never answers the question of source. All it does is it multiplies the effects.
And again, they're being a little duplicitous in the sense that, you know, they will say the same thing about themselves. There was no cause for themselves. For example, if you say, okay, you know, everything in your house was made by something or someone, actually. Someone made everything in your house, but then who made you? And their assertion is, well, nobody made me. You know, I, except maybe my parents, and you could extend the logic out, but it's still a question that's already answered at that point. Okay, who made your parents and who made whatever? And so the same logic that they would try to use to prove there is no God answers that question that they think proves that there is no God. And it's, like you point out, a ridiculous argument that has no basis and no answer, no finite answer, and therefore we have a limited ability to be able to answer it.
Well, the basic idea that they communicate, and you pointed this out or reiterated this, that the notion that nothing produces something must surely stretch someone's credulity beyond the breaking point, because we know just on the basis of observation and logic that every effect has to have a cause equal to or greater than itself.
Well, I really appreciate what you do. I appreciate the fight that you're making, because it's very much needed. There are way too many people being influenced to think and lean the wrong direction, even in, you know, every church across this nation today. And so it's really important for people to take a stand for biblical truth and not be wavered or weakened by these other ideas that come along. And you do a good job of giving them a foundation to stand strong.
Well, thank you very much for the encouragement. And by the way, the booklet is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And of course, one of the questions I address in the booklet is, how do you answer this question, who made God? Another one of the questions that I deal with is, if we can't see God, how can we know that God exists? Now, think about that for a moment. The fact that something cannot be seen, of course, does not presuppose that it doesn't exist. We know that black holes, electrons, the laws of logic, the law of gravity, they all exist despite the fact that we can't see them. Indeed, even a full-blown empiricist holds fast to the law of gravity if he's standing on top of the Eiffel Tower. The fact that we can't see it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And that's why the Apostle Paul says, look, don't make that your excuse. God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. So Paul says, men are thus without excuse. You can put that another way, the order and complexity of the visible physical universe eloquently testify to the existence of an uncaused first cause. But there is a way in which God can be seen. He was seen through the person and work of Jesus Christ. And so Paul explains further in Colossians, in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. The incarnation of Jesus Christ is the supreme act of God's self-revelation. Through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we experience the power and the presence of God in a way that is more fundamentally real than even our perceptions of the physical world in which we live. So we have answers to these questions, and what I've tried to do is give you those answers in a neat, tidy fashion. Why? Because I don't want you to get lost in all the verbiage and thousands of words. What I really want is you to be able to internalize the basic answer to these questions, because that's all you need. And you can give that basic answer and use it as a springboard. Because look, our faith is under attack in the West. Why do you think kids are leaving the faith? by the thousands, hundreds of thousands, leaving the church, never to return because they don't think there are substantive answers to the questions that they're asking. So we have to have answers. And again, I know we live in an age of information overload. So I'm not trying to overload you with information. I've made a tidy little booklet that you can put in your purse, in your shirt pocket, in your back pocket. You can carry it to school with you. But this is a little booklet that will equip you and give you the answers. You can, in fact, use it if you're confronted with a question you can't answer. We are being confronted by the New Village Atheists. We want to turn the table and confront the New Village Atheists. To wit, the title, Confronting the New Village Atheists. Check it out on the web at equip.org. We'll be right back with more of your questions in just a few moments, so please don't touch that dial.
If you'd like to receive a copy of Hank's important new resource, Confronting the New Village Atheists, Are Christians Really Ignorant, Stupid, Brainwashed, or Insane? For a gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, just call us at 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org 24 hours a day. That's equip.org. Don't miss Hank Hanegraaff this summer. He'll be speaking at Student Leadership University June 15th through the 18th in Orlando, Florida, and at Camp of the Woods Christian Family Resort and Conference Center in beautiful upstate New York June 27th through July 4th. To find out more about Student Leadership University or Camp of the Woods events with Hank Hanegraaff, go to our website at www.equip.org. Don't touch that dial. Hank will be right back.
Don't all religions lead to God? What is truth? Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.
I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Map. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y. Or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, now available in new styles. And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition when you call 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. It's the 21st century, and Christianity is still in crisis.
I have equality with God.
Whatever is done on earth, a human must give God permission to do it.
Some of you better go down to that Lexus Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it.
Poor folks, get ready to come out of poverty.
Yes.
And when you call in and make that faith promise of $3,000.
Millions are deceived by false teachings and fallacious hopes. But there is tremendous news. Order Hank Hanegraaff's Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and become equipped to reach those lost in this generation of superstar faith teachers. To order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the limited leather edition. Hi, this is Randy Reeves of the Bible Answer Man. Today, I want to encourage you to sustain and strengthen the many crucial ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute with the most generous gift you're able to send. Why? Because between now and the end of April could be one of the most important periods in CRI's nearly 50 years of ministry. Through an extraordinary development, if we're able to raise $250,000 by the end of April, then several suppliers have agreed to reduce our costs by nearly $500,000, which means each dollar that you donate now is worth $3. This potential savings is absolutely immense and represents resources that can immediately begin to go directly into ministry that touches thousands of lives. Thank you for prayerfully and financially supporting this ministry that is making a difference for time and eternity by God's grace. To donate, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to our secure website at www.equip.org. It's a new but darker day in defending and evangelizing those who claim to have no faith in God, and provides a great challenge in the midst of their consistent, angry, and sustained attacks upon historic Christianity. That's why Hank has penned a new booklet, Confronting the New Village Atheist, so you can become equipped to provide reasonable and biblically sound answers that may be used as a springboard to more conversations about the one true and living God. Call now to order Confronting the New Village Atheist at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or order online at www.equip.org. That's www.equip.org. And now, here is Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff.
Again, Confronting the New Village Atheist is available for your gift to the ministry, and as Randy so well put it, this is a perfect time to make a donation of the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. If you've never done so before, of course, I'll put this resource into your hands, but it also ensures that we can stay on all the stations that we're now broadcasting on and continue harvesting abundant, abiding fruit. Again, the gospel is free. Someone has to put in the plumbing, and this is a great time to do it because your support is leveraged in a great fashion at this time in the history of our ministry. This is tough economic times, and we are very grateful for the vendors that really believe in this ministry and want to have us continue on all the stations that we're now broadcasting on and are making a way for us to do that. You have to do a small part, and they're going to do a big part. So every dollar is going to be tripled, as it were. You can give on the World Wide Web at equip.org via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or via the phone at 888-7000-CRI. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Rudy, listening on KKLA in Corona, California. Hi, Rudy.
Hey, thanks for your ministry, Hank. Quick question, Hank. How do you reach the youth? How do you interact with the youth? I live in Corona, and I've never, ever, I'm 50 in my entire life, seen such a youth that absolutely does not believe. I mean, literally do not believe. When I interact with them, I talk to them about design, and that seems to catch their attention, but I only get it for so long. I need to somehow reach to them and give them a good presentation on how to reach the youth. I've never seen such loss in all my life with the youth. They're full of knowledge. They're real smart.
Yeah, I appreciate your question, and I want to deal with that for just a moment because I think you've put your finger on something, and it's something that I recognized a number of years ago when Jay Strack asked me to come to Student Leadership University, and I was thinking to myself, what are a bunch of young kids going to do with a guy that's 58 years old at the time? I was probably a little younger. But what are they going to do? Listen to me give a lecture on confronting the New Village Atheists or giving reasons for believing in the creation model for origins as opposed to the evolutionary paradigm and so forth. Well, what happened was I gave a short talk and then I opened it up for questions. And what I found out is that these kids really wanted answers, and they had become jaundiced, not because they didn't want answers, but they had been getting very superficial answers, not real answers, but put us to the question. And so when I started answering their questions, not only in the classroom, but after the classroom, I literally couldn't get rid of them. I still remember going out because I was tired. I had flown in. I did the lecture. I answered questions for, you know, at least an hour afterwards. I tried to dodge the students, so I ended up by the pool with my son David. And I was going to swim a little bit. I sat down on the deck chair for a moment, take off my shoes, and by the time I looked up, I was surrounded by these kids again. Can I ask you just one more question? Well, this went on, and I remember that night calling my wife and getting emotional, saying, you know, these kids won't leave me alone. And I meant emotional in a good sense. I didn't want them to leave me alone because I realized that these kids really want answers, but they've been starved for real answers. Because what happens is,
Hank, I'll start to talk to them a little bit, and then all of a sudden they crowd around you and say, okay, let's see what he's got to say. And then once you reach them, you get past to the point where you scratch their ears, they really open up. But it's just getting that first initial blast and grabbing their attention, then you can feel the hunger, but just breaking that one barrier, and then you got them.
If you got real answers, they're definitely going to listen. But the problem is, in modern-day Christianity, what's happened is we're entertaining kids to death. And so they come to church, and they're getting what they get in the world already. So they're thinking, why do I have to come to church for this? What they really want is to be educated, and instead they're being entertained to death. I can tell you, as the father of a lot of kids, that kids want answers. And when you give them substantive answers and they hear the ring of truth, they want to go forward. In fact, my kids are constantly calling me, even when I travel. Dad, I've got so-and-so, and they've got this question. I don't remember exactly how to answer that. And so I'm on the phone trying to give them the answer so that they can relay the answer to their friends, because they recognize the same thing that you've put your finger on. If you have a substantive answer, people will listen. But if it is not an answer that makes a whole lot of sense, or it's just doublespeak or Christianese, then the kids are going to tune you out. And again, this is why I developed this little booklet, because I wanted to put the answers together concisely so that it's a way of communicating. In other words, you can use this as a template to communicate to your kids or to shore up your own faith. It becomes a usable tool. And that's what we need today, ammunition.
But what's going on, Hank? Why is our youth turning? Why? I mean, I don't say they're turning. They don't believe, period. I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, it was second nature. You believed automatic. I've always believed. But you get the youth. Today's youth is totally different.
Well, think about where they're getting their information, though, Rudy. They go to the Internet, and they're looking at stuff on the Internet, the kind of stuff that the village atheists are putting out, that put a doubt and a question mark in their mind. Now, it's one thing to put that doubt in their mind.
Right.
Now they have the doubt. Then they ask their parents or a school teacher for an answer to their question, and the answer comes back flat. Guess what? The doubt increases. On the other hand, if my kids are asking me a question about something that they saw on the Internet, maybe this assertion that Christianity actually evolved from ancient pagan mystery religions, what about that? If I don't have a good answer, wow, it increases the doubt. But what if I do have a good answer? Well, then they start learning discernment skills. You can't believe everything you get on television, through the History Channel, through National Geographic, or everything you get on the Internet. You start really, oh, I've got to discern between wheat and chaff and heat and light. I've got to learn how to eat the fish and spit out the bones. So I think there's a way in which you can deal with this, and that's what we're doing through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. We're trying to capitalize on exactly what you identified, the hunger in our kids today. They are just as hungry as ever before, but the doubts are coming at them like waves of the ocean, and if there isn't a substantive barrier, which is a good answer, the waves are going to knock them over.
And we got to reach the youth, Hank. The youth is the key, so this won't happen again in another 10, 20, 30 years. If we don't reach them now, by the time I'm dead and gone with, you know, the youth continues. They only get worse instead of getting better. Now is the time to reach them.
You got it. I mean, you're singing my tune. Now is the time to reach them, because if we don't, we're going to lose Western civilization, which is built on the back of Western Christianity, which is built on the DNA of the Bible. So if we don't make a difference right now, the best we're going to be able to do is take a flaming torch on a sinking boat and hopefully get it to Christians in the East that are multiplying rapidly, because they aren't burdened by the same predispositions that we're burdened by.
Yeah, because I worked in my garage on my motorcycle after work just to unwind, and you know, my son's friends, they come around, and now they're starting to listen. And you can tell the ones that really don't care, and then the ones that stick around and want more answers. So I need to feed them and continue them, and hopefully it'll trickle down the line, because the sheep, because sheep, they're the ones that are going to reach their friends. We can only just water the grass, but it's got to go into the roots. And that's going to go through the youth reaching youth by us reaching the youth so they can reach their friends. So hopefully that booklet will help out.
Well, well said, and I appreciate the enthusiasm with which you have said it as well. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Hank. God bless you.
And we got to make sure that we're dealing with all the right issues, and that's what this booklet does. Look at some of the questions that I deal with. Is biblical faith reasonable? What does it mean to interpret the Bible literally? Does the Bible really promote slavery? How could a good God sanction the stoning of a disobedient child? How can Christians legitimize a God who orders the genocide of entire nations? How could the Bible command a rape victim to marry her rapist? These are questions, by the way, that kids are being addressed with on the internet. Is there evidence for life after death? Isn't religion the root of all evil? That's an assertion that's being made by people like Richard Dawkins. How many explanations are there for the existence of our universe? Who made God? If we can't see God, how can we know exists? Is the Big Bang biblical? Is intelligent design really science? And many more questions like this that are being asked. Concise answers to those questions available in Confronting the New Village Atheists. And you can order the booklet on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can order via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And when you order the booklet, please be generous. We need your support now more than ever. Tough economic times, but through the generosity of some of our suppliers, this is an incredible time to invest, because whatever you give will be tripled. Give $1, it's worth $3. If you give $100, it's worth $300. And it will keep us strong in the coming year, so give right now. The best way to do it in a safe, secure fashion is on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll be right back with more of your questions.
Hank Hanegraaff has packed his new booklet, Confronting the New Village Atheist, Are Christians Really Ignorant, Stupid, Brainwashed, or Insane?, with solid biblical content and airtight refutations of the teachings of New Village Atheists, and answers to more than 20 of the top questions people are asking, both those hostile to Christianity and Christians who want to be equipped with sound answers. When you order Confronting the New Village Atheist, we'll rush it to you as our thanks for your gift to help CRI respond to the tens of thousands who are looking to us for answers. To order, call 888-7000-CRI, or you can go online to www.equip.org. We are pleased to bring to your attention a different way for us to be involved together. CRI is able and, in fact, eager to offer charitable gift annuities as a way of partnering with our ministry. For the right person, they can enhance your retirement income, reduce taxes, and at the same time create a gift to the Christian Research Institute at your death. The charitable gift annuity offers very attractive interest rates depending upon your age. To learn more, visit us at www.equip.org and click on Donate Now and then Planned Giving. From there, if you'd like more personalized assistance, just submit a contact form and we'll be in touch with you.
We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man right after this.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Hank Hanegraaff's cover story identifies the latest trends and cast of characters in the counterfeit faith movement. Hank reminds us that Christ did not come to bring financial prosperity, but to focus our attention on eternal prosperity. Dr. Doug Grotheis addresses popular distortions in mass media that all Christians must be able to answer, like racism, anti-intellectualism, and homophobia, in his Distortions in Christianity feature article. Effective Evangelism has a stimulating article on the place of reason and proof in relation to our faith. And don't forget our Practical Hermeneutics, Viewpoint, and Ask Hank columns.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Mom, I'm home.
Hi, honey. How was school today?
It was okay, I guess.
Just okay?
Well, in science class, the teacher said that people came from apes and monkeys, and that we all came from little cells in the water. Mom, I'm so confused. You told me the Bible said that God created everything. Who's right, my teacher or the Bible?
Each school year, this scene is played out in more homes across the country. The result? More children reject the existence of God and His intended design of the universe. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote Fatal Flaws. It addresses such issues as how and when the world began, whether humans were intended or merely an accident, the spiritual dimension of the human soul, and more. Pick up Fatal Flaws by Hank Hanegraaff. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Order it on our website at equip.org.
We're back with more of the Bible Answer Man, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. If you appreciate the information you get from the daily broadcast of the Bible Answer Man, our website, equip.org, or our flagship publication, Christian Research Journal, please let us know. We're always encouraged by what God is doing through this ministry.
I just wanted to say I love the Bible Answer Man. Now, I listen to Hank Hanegraaff regularly on the internet. Bible Answer Man is really a great program. It gets you reading your Bible. It encourages us to be more Christ-like. I pray for it, and I hope it continues to reach people, encourage people, and equip Christians to go out and preach the gospel. Thank you for all that you do and continue to do. God bless.
If you can make a special gift, you enter into partnership with us as we equip people from around the United States and the world to defend and declare the good news of Jesus Christ. Our outreach on this radio station is made possible through the financial donations and prayerful support of listeners like you. So as you feel led, we would love to have you help us and join the work God is doing through the ministry of CRI. To get in touch with the Christian Research Institute, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI. We're also online at www.equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff writes that he wishes the assaults on Christianity were limited to Oxford zoologists like Richard Dawkins or Hollywood comedians like Bill Maher. But the sad and dangerous fact is that biblical truth is under siege from a growing army of isms.
atheism, secular humanism, relativism, materialism, philosophical naturalism, experientialism, and the list goes on and on. And to compound the danger, these frontal assaults from outside the church are often matched by unorthodox assaults from within. Because these assaults are taking place when biblical illiteracy is at an all-time high among Christians, we underestimate the consequences only at grave risk to life and civilization as we know it. Become equipped to answer challenges upon truth and equip others who are ignorant or misinformed inside the church when you order Confronting the New Village Atheist by calling 888-7000-274 or going online to www.equip.org. That's www.equip.org. And now, back to the Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Yeah, here's the bottom line. The modern epic cannot be comprehended apart from the intellectual revolution produced by the theory of evolution. The far-reaching consequences of this cosmogenic myth can be felt in virtually every field, every discipline of study, every level of education, every area of practice. The most significant consequence, however, is that it undermines the very foundation of Christianity. If indeed evolution is reflective of the laws of science, then Genesis has to be reflective of the flaws of Scripture. And if the foundation of Christianity is flawed, the superstructure is destined to fall. Here's the deal. The supposed death of God ushered in a time in which humans now proclaim themselves sovereigns of the universe. And nowhere was that more evident than at the Darwinian Centennial Convention, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the publication of The Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection. Sir Julian Huxley, the great-grandson of Thomas Huxley, who was famously Darwin's bulldog, he popularized Darwin's ideas, said that in the evolutionary system of thought, there is no longer need or room for the supernatural. The earth wasn't created, it evolved. So did all the animals and the plants that inhabit it, including our human selves, our mind, our soul, as well as our brain and body. So did religion, says Julian Huxley. He went on to say that evolutionary man can no longer take refuge from his loneliness by creeping for shelter into the arms of a divinized father figure whom he himself has created. Now, while this evolutionary system of thought was credited for expunging the need for God, in reality, it's merely the repackaging of an age-old lie. In the very first book of the Bible, Satan says to Eve, "If she will eat the forbidden fruit, her eyes would be opened, and she would be like God, knowing good and evil." Look, what Satan was communicating was that Eve could become the final court of arbitration. She, not God, would determine what was right and what was wrong. And this newfound autonomy would sacrifice truth on the altar of subjectivism. Ethics and morals no longer determined on the basis of objective standard, but rather by the size and strength of the latest lobby group. And with no enduring reference point, societal norms would be reduced to mere matters of preference. And that's what we are experiencing today, mere matters of preference. Evolution is predicated on the notion of inequality, survival of the fittest in the struggle for existence. Well, societal norms, thankfully right now, are saying there is equality. Darwin was wrong when Darwin said that the Caucasians had beaten the Turkish hollow in the struggle for existence, and at no very distant date, an endless number of lower races would be eliminated by higher races, he was wrong, according to today's idea. Societal norms now say that's wrong. Back then, it was okay. Now it's wrong. But what's the determining factor? Societal norms. How were societal norms determined? On the basis of preference, the size and strength of popular vote. So if popular sentiment changes, guess what happens? Inequality can become the rule of the day in the same way that Darwin thought it should be. And remember that Darwin, who, by the way, is lauded by these intellectuals like Bill Maher, was a sexist who said that women could never attain to the intellectual prowess of a man. They simply couldn't compete in the area of ideas, which is nonsense. But evolution is nonsense, and it's based on inequality. And when you don't have a reference point that's objective, given by an ultimate lawgiver, anything can become the rule of the land. That's why it's so important that we right now nip it in the bud. Confront the new village atheist, because we don't want to lose the soul of Western civilization. The booklet is available for your gift to the ministry. Order it at equip.org on the World Wide Web through the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or by talking to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Let's go back to the phone lines. Bianca, listening in Studio City, California, in KKLA. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I have a question. I have a wonderful friend, very sweet, very selfless, very blessed, however, is an atheist. Does not believe in God, and she's a very close friend of ours. I don't really know, I guess, and I'm sure by reading your book that will help, but I don't really know how to approach it.
Well, I think, first of all, the big issue from my perspective is not evangelism, but equipping for evangelism. Which is to say that if you prepare yourself through this booklet and through other resources that we have available for you, I guarantee you that God will give you the opportunity, if not with this atheist friend, perhaps with someone else. So the issue for you is not to try to force feed anyone. The issue is to feed yourself. In other words, equip yourself, and I guarantee you God will give you the opportunity. So we're not called to grab this friend of yours by the lapels and say, brother, are you saved, and try to force the gospel down his throat, but we are compelled to equip ourselves because God uses vessels that are prepared. That's why the body of Christ and its leaders are called to equip God's people for works of service. So if you equip yourself, God will give you the opportunity, if not with his friend, with someone. But it's not your prerogative to decide with who. It's your province to equip yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's take Ernie, also listening in California on KKLA, Yorba Linda. Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for having me on. I have a question about a book that I'm reading called Pagan Christianity, and it's written by a fellow named Frank Viola and another guy named George Barna, and I was just wondering if I could get your opinion on the book.
Well, I don't agree with the basic presupposition that the book is making. I do think that it's great to have the intent to bring the church back to biblical roots, but the presupposition that's alleged in this book is that most of the modern church practices did not exist in the first century church, but originated directly out of the pagan culture. And I'm not sure that that is true. Now, I'm also not saying that many of the practices that the book goes after are necessarily biblical. I'm just saying I'm not so sure that they arose out of the pagan culture. So I think there's a point to be debated here. The issue that I would like to clarify in all of this is that the church as we practice it today is not necessarily the only way in which the church can be practiced properly. I've just come back from China, and I've seen so many of the house churches in which all of the Christians are involved in worship, which is to say that they all proclaim the Word of God. So they study the Word and they come together and exhort and equip and edify the body of Christ. In America, oftentimes you have people who are not engaged. They go, they hear a pastor, they leave, they're not really involved. And I think we should be involved. So to the extent that we in the West are participants rather than involved in the process, I think we've missed the real biblical foundation. So I think there are some real important points to be taken from a book like this, but you have to read it with discernment.
Excellent answer, Hank.
Fair enough?
Great. Thank you.
And with that, we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And we do thank you, as always, for tuning in Monday through Friday at this time. You can also get your question answered when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. And again, we have the resource for your gift to the ministry, Confronting the New Village Atheist, available on the World Wide Web, equip.org. Through the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Thanks for a great week. We had a great time ministering to you, ministering with you, equipping the body of Christ. And we thank those that have made this a possibility through your gifts and through your prayers. And look forward to more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your questions coming up next week. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us for day two, in which we featured Hank's brand new resource, Confronting the New Village Atheist. Because of Hank's experience on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, he knows that some questions surface much more frequently than others. So he's taken over 20 of these questions and has provided succinct answers in a booklet titled Confronting the New Village Atheists. Are Christians really ignorant, stupid, brainwashed, or insane? Questions like, what does it mean to interpret the Bible literally? Who made God? How can Christians legitimize a God who orders the genocide of entire nations? Is there evidence for life after death? Is intelligent design really science? Call today and order your copy of Confronting the New Village Atheist. Call toll-free at 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. Or go online to www.equip.org 24 hours a day. That's www.equip.org. You can also write to CRI P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Is there scientific evidence for intelligent design? Are scientists being silenced for advocating it? Those questions and more are explored in the provocative new documentary movie, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, starring actor and writer Ben Stein.
91% of Americans believe that we were created by God, yet that belief has been completely shut out of any scientific discussion of the origins of life in schools. But new science is showing astounding evidence of a designer, and that science needs to be seen and heard.
Expelled exposes the modern-day witch hunt in which scientists and teachers are persecuted for questioning the theory of evolution. Stein confronts the world's leading atheists and Darwinists and uncovers their hidden agenda to suppress the new science that points to evidence of a creator. Expelled.
Order Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, featuring Ben Stein on DVD from CRI by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.